It'd be a great help if all the children who are in with us this morning could come and sit down at the front, because you'll get a better view, you could help me out, and there may be something at the end. So anyone who'd like something at the end, that doesn't mean adults actually, could come and do come and sit down on the stairs there. Move this away. Well, as Sam just said, over the last few weeks and months in church, we've been looking at the Ten Commandments. God gave 10 commandments, one for each finger, telling people how he wanted them to live. And we've got to the 9th commandment today. This is what God says in the 9th commandment. He says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour." Now, some of those words sound a bit complicated. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. Now, I want us to think about whether things are true or false, whether they're true or whether they're false. The first one is, here's a Rubik's Cube. I could do a Rubik's Cube in a bag without looking at it. Does anyone think that's true? Well, thank you very much. I'm going to try. Here's a bag. Let's see. A few turns. Apparently you can do it, anyone, in 18 turns. Oh, look. Oh, dear. That was a false claim. That was false. It's not true. Second thing, there's something for each one of you if you sit quietly at the end. Do you think that's true or do you think that's false? Do you think it's true? Put hands if you think it's true. Hopefully true. Hopefully you'll sit quietly. It is true. There'll be a little thing at the end if we're sitting quietly. Last one. Today's my birthday. Is that true, true, or false? It is false. Thank you, Peter. So when something's not true, we say it's false. And God says, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. So God's saying, don't say things that aren't true. Don't say things that aren't true about yourself, about other people. God wants us to speak the truth. I wonder if you ever thought of the fact that God is the God who speaks. I wonder if you ever thought about why we speak, why we can speak. Your dogs don't speak, do they? Does anyone have a dog who can speak? Or a cat who can speak? We can speak because God made us, he made you all, you boys and girls, and all the adults here, to be like him, to be made in his image. That's why we can speak. And God wants us to speak, to use our voices, to use our words, so that we're like him as well. And God always speaks the truth. So everything that God ever speaks, we can trust, we can know it's true and not false. Now, King David, do you know who did King David fight in the Bible? Does anyone know who King David fought in the Bible? Who did he fight?
Goliath.
He fought Goliath. And he wrote lots of things as well. When he wasn't fighting, he wrote lots of things down. And one of the things he wrote down was this. Sorry, that was the verse we said. You shall not give false testimony. That was one we forgot about. One of the things that he wrote down was this. Can anyone hold this up for us? Okay, come on, hold this up. Would anyone like to read that out? Or anyone who can read, can you read it all out here? Read it slowly. He who speaks the truth from his heart, he doesn't tell lies about others. That's great. So that's how David wants us to live. That's how David tells us that God wants us to live. To speak the truth from his heart and not to tell lies about others. But I wonder, does anyone think it's always easy to tell the truth? Always easy to tell the truth. I find it difficult sometimes. I want to think about when we find it difficult to tell the truth. When do we find it easy just to want to tell lies? I think it's sometimes to get out of trouble. So imagine that you're 3 years old and that you've just discovered a black marker pen and you've done this to the wallpaper. And your daddy comes home, and your little three-year-old boy called Jack, and you've just done this, and your daddy comes home and says, "Who wrote this on the wall?" And you're tempted just to say, oh, it was that friend who came to play. He found that black marker pen. But then your daddy looks at the top bit and says, well, he signed his name Jack. We want to tell lies to get out of trouble. And sometimes we want to tell lies to make ourselves not look silly, don't we? So imagine everyone else was going to a party, and you weren't invited to the party, and then you go to school and everyone's talking about it. Well, when everyone was at the party, you were at home and you had a great time playing with your Lego. But you think, it might sound a bit silly if I say I was playing with Lego instead of the party. So when someone says, what were you doing? You say, oh, I went to Legoland. We tell lies to make ourselves not look silly. You've been to Legoland. That's brilliant. I've been to Legoland as well. And I suppose also we sometimes tell lies about other people. So imagine you go to a party, and there you see your best friend Sarah, and you see Emily giving Sarah a lovely birthday present. And you feel a bit jealous because you think Sarah's your friend. So the next day you go up to Emily and you say, Emily, Sarah said she didn't like your present. She thought it was boring. We tell lies about other people. We tell lies to get ourselves out of trouble. And we can tell lies to stop make ourselves not look silly. And we find it hard not to tell lies. Now, there are a few things in this book that I want us to think about just for a moment. The first of these is a horse. Can someone come up here and hold the horse for me? Yes, why don't you come up and hold the horse up here? Second thing is a big boat. Would anyone like to come and hold the boat? Why don't you come up and hold the boat? And the third thing, would anyone like to hold the third thing? Who can we have? Why don't you come up and hold the third one? Now, this is an incredibly difficult question that you'll never get. That is, what do all these things have in common? You've got it. Oh, dear, what's the answer going to be?
All got round stuff on.
Yeah, they... Okay, exactly. There's one more thing they have in common. And that is they are very difficult to control. A horse is terribly difficult to control. We saw a horse galloping down the high street last week. It had thrown its rider and ran on its own for about 2 miles. That's why you need to put something in its mouth to keep it under control. This boat is very difficult to control in the bath. I mean, the children find it very difficult to control in the bath. And I've always found these very difficult to control. Golf balls. Other people seem to be able to do it. I cannot control those. I've got one more thing that's difficult to control. And it's a bit horrible. It's only a model of the real thing here. So don't look. It's not... I'm going to get this out. And that's this. My children have all got their tongues in their mouths, but that is this here. Do you know what that's meant to be?
Yep.
A tongue. A tongue is a it's horrible here. This tongue is very difficult to control. And no, I'll put it away. It's disgusting. And we find it very difficult to control the words we say with our tongue, don't we? We find it easy to tell lies. We find it hard to tell the truth. But God made us to tell the truth. He made us not to tell lies. So we might think, I know what we need. We need one of these. This could stop us telling lies. We clamp this onto our tongue and it would stop us telling lies. But that's not what God wants us to do. That would just give us a sore tongue. God doesn't want us to go around with a clamp on our lips, but he does want us to tell the truth. Now, this is a tricky question. This verse here mentions one other part of us, other than, we've talked about our tongue. What other part of our body does this mention? Yes. The heart. Where does it say heart? There. The heart. You see that?
Yep.
And actually, the reason we tell lies with our tongues, with our words, is because we have lies in our hearts. The reason we say unkind things with our tongues is because we have unkindness in our hearts. And that clamp, sticking that clamp on your tongue, doesn't get rid of that, those lies, that unkindness in the heart. But the wonderful news of the Bible is that those who trust in the Lord Jesus, God works in them and gives them new hearts. Why don't we put those down now? That's brilliant, thank you. Oh, no, that's fine. We'll mend that later. I'll put those away. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much. So what the Bible tells us that God actually changes us and gives us new hearts so that we want to keep his commandments, so that we want to obey him. But he also gives us the power to change. So he works in our hearts so that we're able not to tell lies, so that we're able to tell the truth. Now, at the beginning, I told you that there was one thing of those three things that I said that was true. One was about my birthday. One was about Rubik's Cubes. What was the last one about that was the one that was true? Oh, well, what was it? What was it? What was the true thing I said at the beginning? Yeah, oh, yes, that's it. I'm going to give you something. Now, as you have one of these, I'll hand them round. Just have one of these. I didn't realise there were going to be so many people. Why are we? You eat them for breakfast?
No, I didn't. I tried to get the egg. What's the egg?
Okay. I'm going to get these out. Wait there. Okay, do you want to grab one? Here we go. Right, sit down again now. You've got your sweet, but you've got to keep quiet for one more minute. Has everyone got one? Here we go. Last few. 1, 2, 3. We've got enough. You can have 2. They're very small. 3. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Have a couple. There might be some at the end. Come and see me at the end. We'll see what happens. You haven't got one. Right, here we go.
One.
Do you sit down? One more thing to look at before we stop. One of the things God tells us in the Bible is this. And this is a wonderful thing. He says this. He says, can we read this out together again? If we confess our sins, God will forgive us. What do we say about God's word at the beginning? Some of the things we say are true, some of them are false. What do we say about the things that God says? They're always true. So that means this must be true. So when we tell a lie, we quite like to cover it up normally, don't we? We think, and we tell another lie to cover it all up, and we get in a terrible mess. God says when we lie, we're to confess it to him. That means we just admit it to God, to pray to God and say, I'm sorry for doing that. And what does God say he'll do? He will, what? Forgive us. And because God always speaks the truth, we can know that that is true. Because the Lord Jesus died, God will forgive us if we confess our sins. But also God helps us by his Spirit so that we use our tongues, those little things that can cause such a lot of trouble and that are so difficult to control. God helps us to control it so that we can honour him with our tongues. Thank you so much for listening so well.